All right, today we're going to look at Rihanna, well known for using lots of occult symbols. And let's see if this person's body is actually an occult symbol, which is the symbol of a sodomite, the original meaning being a transgendered cult prostitute for occult rituals. See the Adam's apple there, right off the bat. Okay, and there we see the male hips, Adonis belt. All right, you can see that the waist is about 90% as wide as the hips. That's what it is on a man. That's what I have. That's what most men have that are, you know, unless you're overweight or something. The male waist is actually more narrow than the male hips. But the shoulders are wider than the hips. And we have that love handle shape. And the hip bone there, right, below the navel on the sides, you have that line, those two lines on each side, usually called the Adonis belt, sometimes even Apollo's belt, shoulders wider than the hips. You're looking at a male torso right now, right? You're looking at a male's body. And for some reason, it has the phoenix tattoo right on the front of his chest, right? So this is a man. Rihanna is a man pretending to be a woman, lying to all of his fans. And even people who are not this person's fans. Just lying to the world in mass media. I don't know who that other trans entity is on the left there, but a couple of trans. All right, now they've started to take more of my videos down, so I don't know why. These are not hate videos. They're just, you know, factual videos to try to sort these people's genders out because there's a lot of confusion out there and they're doing a lot of harm to people, all right? So I'm trying to... These are helpful videos. These people are lying, and I'm telling the truth. And I'm showing you the truth, right? Don't even listen to what I say. Just look with your eyes, man. Shoulders wider than the hips. Male hips, right? The gold standard of determining gender. All right. And then it's got the skull. Okay, there we go. Shoulders, all right? Got that dress on, so it disguises the hips. Got male knees as well. Long arms hanging all the way down there, right? Long humerus bone. Just look at how wide those shoulders are. Oh, that's just, I mean, you just feel like you're looking at a dude in a bikini, right? I mean, what's the deal with that? You know, they're always doing these little hints here and there. See that bump there right above the bikini? That's a male thing. Look at any man's body. They're going to have hips just like that, all right? I can see the Adam's apple sometimes with this person. Maybe it shaved it down. There's a well-oiled trans in the water. All right, it's all lubed up. Trans sitting on somebody's head there. All right, wide shoulders. No female hips whatsoever. Look at those shoulders. And we're going to see lots of different indications. This is a man, large feet, muscular thighs. Ah, yep. Okay, and even look at that face, right? He's got a manly-looking face there. Wonder Woman bracelet on there, too, right? Wonder Trans. Now, I wonder, do I have to... Oh, look at that head. The skull. And the straight lower back, right? If that was a woman, the pelvis would have a... there'd be a curve in the lower back there, in the spine. Oh, I mean, just look at those hips, right? You're just looking at a man's hips. High navel. Oh, I didn't even know I had this photo in there. See the bit of Adam's apple as well. Kind of muscular, right? Overall, just the mass. Look at that wide skull and that thick neck around the shoulder areas. I mean, not even close to a woman. Not even close. How does this person even get away with it? Oh, there's Jessica Alba on the left. Another trans. I think I might have to stop using the word tranny because that might be their excuse to shut me down. But these are people are lying about it, right? So I don't care what I call them. But look at those shoulders. Whoa, nasty. May as well be looking at Serena Williams here. This one's extremely obvious. Look at those long fingers. It looks like it's got male digit ratio as well. Once again, the torso, right? See, it's a male torso. All right. If you're not sure the difference between male and female pelvis and torso, just go or look at some real people in real life, right? I do that a lot. Today I was at the shopping mall. I took a look just to be sure, like, are women's hips really wider than men's? And sure enough, they still are, despite what you read in my comments section. Asian women could be a little bit more difficult to spot sometimes, but you do have to keep in mind there's a few slight ethnic differences here and there, depending on where people are from. Now, this person's from Barbados. In Barbados, men have hips like this. Women have wider hips, all right? Men have shoulders wider than the hips in Barbados, just like this person does as a man. And it's kind of telling us here, looking for its parts. Might be tucking right there. It's tucking it back. See? Tucking it back. You got to tape. You got to tuck. You got to do all these things. A lot of maintenance involved when you deceive people. Look at how high those pants are. It's always doing these goofy, it's like Madonna, right? Doing these weird dresses and stuff. Yeah, that boy, that's a very disturbing tattoo. I'll show you a few of the occult symbol, you know, the one eye. You guys know all this stuff, right? The one eye, the Eye of Horus, all these things. And magazine covers, look at that. It says, Rihanna, how she really feels about her curves. World's most beautiful bodies. What curves? I didn't see any curves. I do see it doing the devil horns, whatever you want to call that, Baphomet sign. Could even be the angel wings, right? Satan's wings. Again, the V sign. And I've shown this before, but just a reminder. This is on witchcraft jewelry websites. Lilith, V sign doing the pentagrams. So the V sign that all the celebrities do, it's an occult sign. There it is as a young man, right? Look at that forehead. Now, this person has a very strange forehead. Could be part of the Nephilim bloodlines or something. You know, it's just, whoa. Yeah, it's just a boy, you know. It's just a boy pretending to be a girl. Just like that other one right there, right? They're in some movie together recently. They're just everywhere, man. These creations, you know. And there's big old Kim with a big face. Kim K with the big face. And the thing around the neck and the big brow bone. Just like Rihanna's brow bone ridge. There's a few more trans entities to compare with the broad shoulders and the big skull. There's from that recent movie. Look at that torso. Males, you know, like I said, waist is 90% as wide. I never saw that movie, so I don't know what this is all about. But it's just got a straight up and down torso. Just the slightest bit of curves like you would see on a real man anyway. All right, there it is. It looks like a drag queen there, doesn't it? It's RuPaul, you know, basically. That's basically what you got. RuPaul, in fact, is probably even more passable than this person. Or what's that other one? There's quite a few of them now coming out in the open on television. Look at that posture. Straight up and down. Whoa, broad shoulders. Now, I may have had this one before. This is a closer look at the torso there. Look at that. It's just like a sodomite, right? A cult prostitute, a sodomite hooker. That's a male cult prostitute right here, performing occult rituals, summoning the demons, deceiving us. These people are dancing, deceiving demons. Yeah, look at that. It has to tell us it's beautiful, right? Doing the S curve there, bringing in the shoulders. Just very top heavy on the shoulders, though, right? Center of balance. Oh, sloping back forehead. It almost looks like they did something weird to that forehead. It has a very strange forehead, I must say. Fake breasts bulging out there. Look at that brow bone, right above the eyes. It's got this huge lump above both eyes. It's a male skull, right? Tons of makeup. Tons of makeup. Got those Egyptian eyes. Look at that bulge above the eye. One of the biggest I've ever seen. You know, tons of makeup. Put makeup on a boy and it'll look like that, all right? I'm not telling you to do it, but that's what would happen. That is what's happening. That's what you see on television. There are no real women in television or movies. I'm not sure about singers. There may be some real... I'd assume there would be some real singers if they have talent, but it's not confirmed yet. I don't know who they are. You know, who are the real female singers? You know, there might be some. I don't know. Look at those shoulders, though. Straight. It's basically horizontal with that big, long, bony collarbone. Sticking out, and the jaw, right? Look at that sharp angle on that jaw. It's a huge jaw. Okay, so you got the brow ridge, and then you got the huge jaw, the wide skull. Not only is it tall, but it's wide. Men have wider skulls, therefore wider faces. That's what we see here. Exactly. Look at that skull. I mean, what is the deal? Okay, big old hand with the tattoos. what's going on? I mean, there's other videos out there detailing all the occult stuff going on with this person already. But this person's body is an occult symbol, all right? Bandage around the neck. Must have just got out of tracheal shave surgery. Had a little touch-up. Because we saw it in that early photo. You don't see it anymore, do you? So it just shaves it down. Common procedure, right? Go to your local trans clinic. They'll do that. Yeah, I see that brow bone thing, right? All these model-type photos. Tons of makeup covering up that big male skull. Oh, no makeup there, really, huh? Looks like a man. Just slightly feminized, ever so slightly, right? I mean, that could just be a dude right there if it wasn't for that hair, maybe. Oh, nice skull outfit, yeah. See that jaw. Now, is this person human? You know, it may be partially human. I don't know. Something really bizarre going on with these people, you know? Some kind of breeding program, cloning, hybrids, Nephilim, you know? I mean, they're obviously demonically possessed under the direct control of their master. See the bit of an Adam's apple there? So that's all part of the whole deal, right? Drenched into the body, they become an abomination, and then they're basically sold out to the devil. That's what mass media is, mass deception by the demons. Those are the people that deceive it. Who's the father of lies? Satan. Father of lies, controls the television, controls mass media, magazines, movies, music, whatever it is. The entire mass media industry is controlled by Satan, with his dancing, deceiving demons working for him, like you see right here in front of you. That's what this person is. It's a deceiving demon, all right? It kind of makes sense. It's pretty practical from their point of view, right? Very effective. It's worked very well. And these people are going to, you know, promote all these satanic agendas and all this kind of stuff to get us all to sin as much as possible, to get us to take the mark of the beast, to bring us into the satanic kingdom, New World Order type of deal. And they're going to, look at that face. Whoa, not very glamorous, is it? It's like some crack addict boy. I forgot to remind you to get your puke bucket handy nearby. You may want to be close to, hopefully you're close to a bathroom or something if you need one during the video, but we're almost finished here. A few more occult signs to remind us what this person is all about and the real agenda here. You know, I didn't even put in the new album, right? Called Anti or something. I don't follow this artist's if I could use that word loosely. I don't follow this person's music at all. Yeah, interesting looking hand there. It would cover up most of the face there. That's a huge hand. That's a man hand, isn't it? I mean, you almost think that was like somebody else's hand choking him. And there it is, the crown, right? The crowned sodomite.